Shum dun ding gong bong jang o ra yang la shang zang lu. Ng ge lu zhu dum ni dum zhang ni de nam ba ra zhe wei. Shen ni dong ge zhe zhe zhu xie ni ji de ge lu. Yang da zhe bi zhuang re ma ru men du ding ge re ji zhe. Ro zho ge la wo zhe da zhe yang la dum ji yang da. Zhu de re ji zhu ni mo ni lu li ji zhe zhu dum zhe. Maru maze dungaru nyaga chanye chomza rata. Sabjin dazo yonda lezo jadze dao. Shudra chudha chanye jantin dan. Munziran jangura yon lan tata. Umara baza narda, umara baza narda, umara baza narda, umara baza narda, umara baza narda. Umara baza nardo, 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 Ubi nawa jita soro nyaji jimbo tsudan nyingmi shang zongni molu jimbo ngaryat Pagar dangam zandu shirmado tumba tiji jala shang zalo
Oya tini chiji chokbo nambala ngato delaj
So we are going to begin with the teaching now, but before we do so, everybody please make an aspiration of bodhicitta.
Tani namki karkip ku simchin tamchit, namka danyambi simchin tamchit, tani nge yara sangji ga salam gopa yana simchin tamche tharwa thopi ton de tani ngarang ga tani sangji drip ku yin ngarang ga sangji ga kompang drip ku yin di ton de tani nge chuchin de nyang ga yin samni tani sam go re
And in making this aspiration, we need to think that we strive to attain Buddhahood in order to establish other beings in the state of Buddhahood or assist them in their liberation.
Aya teni tanga sum chujie papchir rinpoche ge teni thongta warsum de giwi tam songwan dinang la ta zu zu de teni papa shenri zu teni gomlig teni song du papa shenri zu gomlig tang teni papa shenri zu nyimba teni yike tuma ndonlik ta te sondu te na tin ndonlik te la ta nga chu khar sang kong de ta pa go ni ndonlik ta te ni nyar ji go ni ndonlik te ni po de kong de sar chu kong de song sar song
So the focus of Paltu Rinpoche is the propitious speech from the beginning, middle, and end is meditation practice on Chenrezig and how to go about reciting his mantra. So yesterday we talked about how we can go about approaching his practice and chanting his mantra with an attitude of devotion and as well with an attitude of compassion.
Tani ta terang dani mar jirne dang tani lamtong te niki go ne tani mpaba shane zika nimba donlik te sungare.
And today we are going to go on looking at how we can engage in Chenrezig practice and reciting his mantra from the point of view of shamatha meditation and as well as from an insight or vipassana meditation.
Kafsanga goni mara yinna tani yiki dungse o thongmin korwar nkyam ni ta panchit jibshi dhigdhu soni chitpar nkyam dhigtung nyanim thorjang shaksim ki tobji changvi ngani yik chik dung soni ta nga tso shirtang dhigpa mergiwa shakna tani dorji sengpa tani tub zhig go ne dorji sen pa tani gum ne tani um banzar sa to hong zya ta yang na yi ke gya pa yi gya don ne tani dug dug tani jangwa tani she ke re nam jin na cho tani she ke re tani she na pe yang bo ha le ba ga tani shen lup chim bo tani tub chim bo re tani papa shani z gum ne tani te yang tani tub zhig chang wi go ne tani dug ba shak na yang tani jang jang re chig ba re te yang chok re
Usually when we engage in confession practice, we do so using Vajrasattva practice. In this practice, we confess our wrongdoings in order to purify our accumulated past negative karma. We recite the 100-syllable mantra and we apply the four opponent forces. This is a very excellent practice to do. And it's also possible that we can confess our wrongdoings in the same way using Chenrezig as our support deity rather than Vajrasattva.
Dangzhen Jin Biblon, the street be get Tesla Liton Long should give it so Yarmchot Marvijin Kondi, Kalan Dola Kalamo, Kinzan Yangji Kerla, Yitudung, Sanji Kanjingo, Lama Jikan Sanji Kanle, Lampimun, Lama Shari, Zitan Yermit. That be don't ship yella you to dung dovshan lam gum kubjim one dovshit one jib daniel lama shares ransim lamarashina one shir zok rang wang rang tup nangani you to dung korwa nawa zamti lunami not till harishina zantun zok tahnang wang jin rola tishif kurm korwa tung tungani you to dung yerem nam tang mama lumenke der shakshi gum yara kanjina Kananawa Tiji, Chimbushka, Nanton Haki Nani, Yigdigdung, Dibjud of Nindub Lirnak, Dubatam, Chichut, Yikitigba Chujida, Dadang Papi, Sondan, Demdermit, Tarton Narsishipi, Yigdigdung, Domni Namtok, Jena, Namtok, Nyamtok Ji, Ranawan Dandina, Dabgartel, Shorten, Sender Solmzat, Shariz, Livjil Hindum Nani, Yigdigdung. Gansher Tormab, Shatrum Drolla, Nantong Gang, Sa, Otinichi Chant, the Yigitan Chin, the Gari, Nantong Gang, Ah, Satsa, oh, yeah, Nantong Gang, Satsa, Salandip, Zio Sario, the answer. Nimil Tapshak Simit Gonlan Sal, Golan Sal, Chushu Yonzong, only you two drunk, Jirdanga Shambam Sonjindul, Tul. Rigtigan Kornyarji, Tapki Jung, Tapi Jan La Nyamtolo Rumu, Sandy Lerzogani, Yutu Dung, Dengin Rogan, Jen Mid Melachak, Darnaud Dunsignambu, Chuchi Tit, Sosa Rorjak, Serbsardahu, Jinbu Gerzogani, Yutu Dung, Tapi Watsan Yamlin Chulgurzit, Darnan Kimde, Jen Lok, Tang Jok, Nyarjibo Mokamsum Bamarabshin. Soon Buchizok only you to do Nansen Trivalak the Dinbermit Cornde Namtok Santi, Lona Loname, Namtok Shatur Shina Salam Zok, Jolig Nagging only you to do Ransim Ruston Nime Churkina, Mabju Nimur, Jarna, Ransar and Chet, Shermi Chichun on the She Chosen, Ruston Jimber Jola, you to do a nipis Oyatati and Chetit and Mambos the song the Tan Tatasu Tamchipot in Namjang Guni Mambosong and a Sir Duna, this chipari don't do the Nata Ona Shabati par Jemunda or Tendijin, the Nangaso Ona, you beat the Nitsaka Hashiton in the Jamna, the Kunlao Patiso Parchi Shinrosare.
So the verses that Kempo has just read contain many different categories, but they can probably all be summed up or easily understood by going into more detail with a few key terms in the verses below.
Tani ola yo bi tsaka kashi ti tani jirne dan lantong go gum jablik tani na chimbo zitani songan dugu tayena tani tsangma ga simla yangpo jaroji.
And in the verses that come now are some very important key points regarding shamatha and vipassana meditation. So everybody, please listen well.
Anebi tanen gevir jimta chotun giving on the anebi rang or tu onenge nime tamal sibar kyon zechig nyamji ngane yitu dong sone ta ti ni tso tini jirni gomne tini jirni ngane tini paba shari z ko gomba tang tini paba shari z ko nyimban don lu tandi z song ndu.
So in the verse that begins with calm stillness mind cut following moving thoughts, this verse is describing approaching Chenrezig practice and chanting, reciting his mantra with shamatha meditation or on the basis of shamatha meditation.
Tani nga tsu namjin yinna tani nga ta jirni ti ziyati kandri yizla zikari zina namjin yinna nga tsu sim ti tani perna jam tsu barlab zinda tani sim ka nala namtok dhamada mambu yung kap kap si giva ka namtok tani kap kap si margiva ka namtok tani ka namtok mambu zi tani ta yung gari ti sim ti tani mar ni jiva ka nga ni nithap tani tawa ni mepa tani zire tani ti yindi tini nga tsu sim ti tini perna jam tsu go bar lap tawa tini namtok mambu ti yo suna ti nga tsu gom jeb go nandra samlo tang go nandra gang yin na yakbo zi yung go mare tini yindi sim ti tini namtok mepa zika nga la tini roji ti tangbo kar chimbo re.
So first, to talk about shamatha meditation, our minds, as they are in their ordinary state, are very tumultuous, like an ocean with many waves. Our thoughts, some of them virtuous, some of them non-virtuous, continue to arise. And so our minds are very far from still or calm. And in this turbulent state, it's difficult to meditate, it's difficult to contemplate. And so this is why it's necessary to bring the mind into calmness.
Tani jirni gomtsir tila tini gomlik mambu zindig tini nga tso nyantu gulgla tini thakman nga thakba chunga nyantu gulgla tini gomtsir tini ngomba nzota tso nala mambu zindig tini sondig tso tamchipo tarta pena nga tso boka yinna tso ta jachimbo zita nyamlim chega mare ti boka di pecha nala nyantu gu thakman gatini gom jablik jirni gomlik tso tsama yo tsama yore chasang yore ta tani boka yina chenpo zi nyamlim shega mandog te zoo te ma zoo tani nyantu tsogo ta perna Thailand barmanda sula yonkenka nyantu namka tarta yang te nyamlim yakbo shega yore di nangla zhangne gomtsar mambondogos.
There are many different methods of shamatha meditation, and shamatha meditation practice is primarily found in the basic vehicle or the listener vehicle of Buddhism. There are many different meditation practices that are described in the Abhidharma literature, and whilst these practices are present in the scripture in the Tibetan canon, nevertheless, a shamatha practice is not something that's widely engaged in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition. It's something that's primarily emphasized in the Buddhist traditions of places like Burma and Thailand.
Tani nga tsu boka chugu nala te jirni gomtsar mambu sungwa re ta mang chi shu te tini sangka tani lukh re thapsi sangka lukh re tini sangka te te lukhi tani jirni gomya te ga tani nga tsu boka ina tsu te gom gandur.
So in Tibetan Buddhist practice, there are, even though shamatha practices exist in the scriptural tradition, nevertheless, most of the goals of shamatha practice or shamatha practice is achieved through meditation methods in the Vajrayana, of the Vajrayana sort.
Sangha ka tani pardo tikchit, tani pardo tikchit rawa, pardo tikchit rawa tindri ka nangla yinna tani jirni gomtsar mandrawa chiksam, tani chigri shini gomlik mandrawa chiksam yore.
In the Tibetan Book of the Dead, for example, there are 13 different shamatha practices that are outlined.
Tini teso tsangma ta tini nyamsa lin na, tini nga tso musu tang si na, tini 자바 있나 되니 자와 마인바 켐바 있나 되니 무스 있나 되니 냠슬린나 되니 냠슬린 축축 된지가 배 사르오 된지 상마 된지 송요리
And it's very clearly said that anyone can engage in these practices, regardless of whether they are monks or ordained practitioners or lay practitioners.
Tani shirtang ge jani gumtsar ti thola tani ja chimbu shini tani long mangbo chang tani rigpa mangbo goni jani gumtsar tani halipa yabu ta ji long dang rigpa goni mangbo tani ja chimbu tani songyong khanta tani ji lama ge tani ji chongkha pa ge lamrim ge tani jani ge nangla te pe giba yore
and in terms of scriptural explanation or textual explanation of the shamatha meditation method Tsongkhapa's explanations are very thorough
tani dan dina la songba te tani long mangbo ta rigba mangbo ta tani jachimbo tani nyokta chimbo tani songyo mare tabde po shini mangna ndra bo na ndra bo shini ta jane gom songyo re
In his work, he doesn't explain or doesn't set out or communicate shamatha meditation in a way that is very complicated and elaborate. He sets it out in a way that is very easy to be understood, in fact, almost like a set of practice pith instructions on shamatha practice.
Tanita, Ani pitani give jim to chutzea de gandri resina natsu shirtang aranso sim de namginina tening atsu sim di namto namto di tini shirola zigina jayina tini trina roina dorna atsu shirur kinjitin di tola samlo mambotane te yapore yapo mare tini lala gak lala drip tini tini samlo mambo tanga jimato batini korang rang de gandazin
Usually, in terms of our minds, we're very fixated on phenomena in the outside world, sense phenomena, things we see, sounds we hear, touches we feel, tastes we taste, etc. We're primarily concerned with assessing whether they are good or not, whether it's something we want to achieve or not. Spend relatively less effort and time on understanding the nature of these thoughts themselves.
De matsang nga tsu simkhum rigpa ta tsarig ta te tsogo nala tarung nga tsu simze ya te gangi yang hako yo mare zi kashi ge zina lapa chigri zi kashi ge mare zi tindri zin dhamma tsoban dhamma dhro gyabni de ma tokba tarung simze ya te nguni gangi ganglan zimmo tsuggo te yang hako yo mare zi
What actually the mind is something that scientists and philosophers have a lot of debate about. It is not conclusive from their point of view what the mind is. Some say it's the brain, some say it's not. In any case, it's very difficult to point the finger exactly at what the mind is.
Deli zhamba ga tini jikthim ba tini musu yinna. Yang arang su sim te la tini, tini shiro ni tini nga su shivsha mambu mambu shiga yore. Shivsha mambu la tini shabba jab ga yore. Shivsha mambu tini tan la pab ga yore. Riti tini tini nga su shivsha mambu tini shi denkhin ga tini ngubo di korang di gandhi ziyan. Tini nga su samlo yang tanga yomare, shiga yomare.
In general, regardless of who we are, philosophers, scientists, even just normal people, we know a lot about the external world. We are constantly analyzing and categorizing. However, insofar as what these the essence of these judgments and thoughts we make about the external world actually are, this is something we don't know.
Pena ngarang tsogo mung nipo te la tani, mung nipo te la tini, tini shirur ko tini zik mambu tongo yore, tini zik chepon tongo yore, chonchon tongo yore, dhamma mambu tongo yore. Riti inna, tini ngarang tsogo mung korang ka nangla kandiyin nga tsogo mung tongo maare.
If we take the example of our eyes, using the sense organ of our eyes, it's possible to perceive all kinds of images, big, small, of different kinds of shapes. But while it's possible for us to use our eyes to see all of these things, we are not able to use our eye to look into itself to see what it is like. And in terms of our mind, is the fact that we use our mind to perceive and judge things in the outside world, but seldom use it to look back on itself, is this due to the fact that the mind is incapable of doing this, incapable of looking into itself? No, this isn't the reason. The reason that the mind doesn't look back or look into itself very much is because we don't use it in this way very often. We're not in the habit of directing it to do this. So today among us there are obviously some students of Pema Wursaling who have completed long retreat periods of 3 or up to 6 years, and then there are also students probably who are beginners, newcomers to Buddhism. So if you are someone who has never practiced meditation before, then this point on, it's extremely important to look into what, in fact, the nature of the mind is. The one characteristic that distinguishes our mind from our other sense organs, such as our eyes and our ears, is that in addition to being able to look outwards and perceive phenomena and information in the outside world, it's also able to look back into itself and perceive the inside
of itself.
So if we're going to try to find out what the mind is really about, then this is not something that we are going to be able to do by looking at it with our eyes or listening to it with our ears, and even scientists who apply all kinds of machines and apparatus to test the mind in order to find out about it, this is not going to be the only way, this is not going to be a conclusive way of finding out about the mind either. What's necessary is that the individual engage in practice, meditation practice, to look into their own mind and find out in order to discover what it is and how it works.
Oya teni ta nga so go sem ti teni shlo la par mar ta ni na la sar ta wi de ke bs khorang kan ri re sam ne nga so ti da de ba ma ong ba teni ti ta ta ga chu mam bu mam bo la sam lo ma ta ni khorang kan ri re sam ne lam sang sar lo ni chi ta wi ne ke na teni khorang ga de ne ke bu ni ma to yo ma re teni ti na ni kan rong zun thong re ze te khorang ga ne ke zena teni ta khorang ga ne sar ni ganrozum thongore te te ma to jamba yo mare chigde ganre jina chigde nam to yaran ramaram chu de yon ken ta te re ti ne kap de re ni pa de ganre jina te ni nam to mambo me ni kora te ni pe na jam so na la chir lab me pa ra bo shin ni jam bo shin ni de de yo pi ne kap de re te ni ni ma to yo mare.
If a person turns toward their mind and abides in a state of calmness without thoughts, generating thoughts about the past, about the present, or about the future, then there are primarily only two things that they are going to observe. The first is a state of thoughts arising, and the second potential state they may observe is one where no thoughts are arising, so like an ocean surface without waves.
Then, korang ga sim ti korang ga tini korang rang ga rang nyam sim yong ni tini shi bi kap si. Then, yang na korang nam tuk kanyang me pa tini shi ni jam bu shi ni te de di bi ni shi kubri. Te yin na te la ne pa zi ni tini zi ga yore, ne pa re.
So when someone abides in this state of calmness, experiencing their own mind for themselves, then this is what we refer to as stillness.
Dani ni ba ti kan re zena dani nam to ti khorang rang rang kan ri she kan du ze ne chi ta wi ne kan dani nam to mang bu chu ni ti ni ta ti na la ge wa ga nam to mar ge wa ga nam to dani ton dak yon kan ton dak men kan ten din cha ma ta mang bu chi ge ji la chi ge ji la chi dani jam so chhar lab ra bo shi ni jam so chhar lab dani chi ge chi ti chi ge chi ti ni phan tha ka phan pheng ge ori ten ra wo shi ni nam to mang bu chu ni de ge ori te ten ji ge ne kan te re ti ne kan te la dani ngyo wa yang nam chu wa.
If we are abiding in this state and many thoughts generate, some of a virtuous nature, some of an unvirtuous nature, some that are meaningful, some that are meaningless, generating in a succession, a continual succession, like waves in the ocean that continue to crash upon each other, then this kind of situation is what we refer to as movement.
Ota ngatsu rang ge tini sem de kan ri re sam ne tini te tsu tini sam lo tang jang na ta sam lo tang jang se ge ma re de so de kho rang ge nyam nyung ge ni nyam se nyung na tini te ni bo ma to ba tini jam ba yo ma re.
So if one turns to thinking about what the nature of the mind is, or rather not thinking about it but directly experiencing it, then these are the only two states that one could encounter, one of either stillness or of movement.
Ta tendi indi ti kap sanga so sem de kandri she kandu sam ni tini chi tini nang la chi ta wi ne kbna karti sem khorang nam tok mambu me ni ta jambu shi ni de de ne kb zula thu sona tini ni pi ta ni ze ya tini te ne pa ji ki te la tini thu so te dam chat ne kb te dam chat song ba re.
So if one looks into one's mind and finds it in a state of calmness without thoughts arising, then this is, they will have encountered a state of stillness in their mind.
Tini sem ti ane ni ndi gato moto ta ti tola tini nam tok mambu mambu chik jila chik yongwa ti mar jiat ni tini mepa shi ni tini njambu ti tola ni etamata taya tep shi go reze ta nga tso ni sem di kandip shi gandu sam di shi ta yong di 아니 마동 조사요 말이 양나 남동 뭐 찌게요래 양나 남동 뭐 찌니드니 잠보 신이 되대요래 아니 마동 조사요 말이 가티 디 니키 나니스 찌보 마동 조사메 찌티 가티 가순 심 나라 냠버 잡이네 겁나 드니 남동 뭐 미피네 겁 딘디즈레 딘디즈레니 되요나 어야 다티 토니 데니 인 남동 뭐 초야데 파챠도 모도다니 디 토니 느그도 다고레
So if we come to rest in our mind and we find it in a state of calmness and equanimity, then we should seek to abide in this state. And in abiding in this state, watch the nature of our mind in this state of stillness. And if thoughts should arise from this state, then we cut them, attempting to continue to remain in a state of stillness and calmness.
Then it titone ne gonata ngatsotela tapsis gore matoba tapsimena, then ngatsotitone ne etapta gore zenatinita condition ne etapta gote hakoyo mare, tenatela tapsis yores.
It's necessary, though, if we are going to remain in this state of calm abiding, that we have a method to assist us in abiding in this state. Just simply trying to do it without having a method at our disposal will be very difficult.
Oya ta tapsi tilangi tarikona chapanda ore pe na ngaso parduti kthi kna la na tapsi chiksim ra wo tindi mambo sungla re tarung tijang chak ma re mambo ona na halipa mambo re da ngaso jirni dipsir ti tapsi halipa mangshu ti dini sanga kna la yo re ti indi ngaso boba ge na jirni dipi kap se tini nyantu wo tini ta na la yo pi jirni mambo dipsir ti khosu tela torna chimbo trek maybe jimsin de yang te re
And in terms of the methods that are available to us, there really are a vast number. Aside from the 13 methods that I mentioned before, there are other numerous methods in the Vajrayana tradition, and actually it's due to the plentiful nature of shamatha meditation methods or techniques in the Vajrayana tradition that Tibetan Buddhist practitioners generally don't adopt the or pursue the shamatha meditation techniques in the Theravada tradition.
Tani tati nala ngatso tap depo shini shiadna gang reze da shirtang tapsi kashi yodik tapsi chikde gang reze na ngatso ta mukki tangbo ngatso mukti jila ngatso semte nroo reze mukti yuta mukta mambo shede na mukki jisa ngatso semte de nroo re te indi tini mukti Then it's chigatola tani, then she go, or is it young? Make Kashikashi, then he mushina, then he young. Da Jamada Mambon Tungare, the Mambon Tundi, then he da Simla Nato Mambo Kiendu, then he they sim Yaboshini, death of Gumundu, some nitini, Mukzumni, then he gumjam continue, or it, you know, Mukzumna, the Yabuya Mari, Mukshi Gore, Yinayan, Mukshina, then he Mukshi Tarijini, then he Dipar Mosendrona, that Parandrona Parta, Sardrona Sarta. Then she did not any sim native gomari, they in a muku, the ningazo, tasachiku, tolatani, the nita, they go read.
In general, our mind, our thoughts follow our eye sense. So the various things that we perceive around us looking this way and that, our mind follows after them, and then thoughts arise. So it is for this reason that one technique of shamatha meditation is to focus our gaze on a single object. Many people feel that actually keeping the eyes open causes their minds to wander and therefore think that during meditation it's better to keep one's eyes closed. This actually isn't the case. We need to keep our eyes open. However, we focus on a single object in front of us.
Then it up the muk, then it tasasila tagona tich garilla tago resina, then it tatinala cashis, tinala tasakashi or a chick tip, and also ta also soso hungon la, you beat any don jada, shang jada. Yangna te mayim bi rumunda tindi kang la ta na te chokore tindi la ta ni muk te la ta tini sem yang te la ta ni tini sem gana lan jamanda mambo masam ni mug ni bo de da sem dang je ba chang ma de ni chi ge to la de ni par ta ni de ni chi ni de ni nug lu o de ni ge gom ja bu ge ni gom lu zi yo re te je ni gom lu chi ge.
So one technique is to focus our gaze on some kind of image or object in front of us. It could be a stone, it could be a picture, it doesn't really matter. In any case, we focus both our gaze, our vision, as well as our mind single-pointedly on the object in front of us and remain concentrated on it. This is one potential technique.
Then you also poke lama so nala kashi tila gaba yavori to tanga so do da shang da tindi latani, jene gumnati yabu marete gumsri yanta ba marezini, the gaba yam contendi, yore, riti ina, tating also le tambu patso, tindishina, tin yabu yore, le tambu patso, tindishina, gum yamna tab debu yore, chick the tere, niti, penangaso tarta ena. The Champagner Jacob Gum Jab Denkin Tinti Mimambo, the Nito Tanusula, America, and the Sonal and Dua, the Tisunda in a Coronzola, Bernachu, Chula Tapa Yunkin, Menkin, Jamra Mamborendu, then a Bernachula Tapa Menkin Tintizina, the Nicuranga Sanje Gumgore, Gurumboche Gumgore, Tomba Sanje Shachata Gumgore Zena, the Coronzo Tesit, Ganger de Yogeri. They in that in a so don't a shang that in this la tago is in that is seen a tangling chit of gore, cosola in a tets a tab de buyosare. They mine a so tini chupa in nayan, tini tambu capsit in the china and jiggeries.
This very simple shamatha approach where we focus on any object in front of us, such as stone or a piece of wood, etc., has been criticized by some Tibetan monastic practitioners who claim that this is not a good kind of meditation. But in actual fact, it is beneficial and appropriate, especially for people who are just beginning with meditation practice. It's very simple, it's very convenient. And in addition to this, there are these days in the West, in America, many practitioners say of mindfulness meditation in particular. And among this very large number of practitioners, there are people with religious faith, people without religious faith. And if we were to insist with shamatha meditation that everybody meditate on the Buddha or Guru Rinpoche or another similar deity, then it may be difficult for people to accept. So that is why the stone or a wood or some other kind of neutral object is a good place to start, and actually quite regardless of whether a person is Buddhist or not, as a beginning meditator, this is a useful way to begin this kind of meditation.
Then Nipa the Gangarizanga so lagum gore, lagumiati perna, then Tombasan Jeshat Payanari, Sharizinari, Tadorjis and Wagain and Jigre, then Jigal Hat in the Tanka, then the Yabos, Susoranga Hula Shem, then eating or land dignity, then Nipo, then Tanka de Latini Tani, then eating the Shinny Simeon, then it lagatini Tugger, Lagatugan de la Simgotini. Tugatila tini simta noun degree. Yana lagatin in the mumma nigatin chikutela, tini munsums it in the carbo or the tankagatola jabugri. Tila simtani, tila muktani, tindi dugna chocolate in it. Yerambo, tindishina tini simna lasaro yungre. Simna lasaro yung tari gini, tini tankala tanyan gamari, tankala martani, simna la yupitini, tankati lagatin harkati lasar, tila simtani, tini tindi delu. Jenny Gumlik Sigore, thing also, no nala, no person talk about nala, the pepayan chimbo in Sony, song yore, then also Makanala yore, then it te, not so sunk a kirim gumser deal, the tambu capsit in the gumgore, the pepayan chimbo, the new gumlik chimbore, the gumlik nipatere, Jenny Gumlik.
And another shamatha meditation practice is one where we do use an image of a deity. It could be any deity, whether it be the Buddha or Shinrisig or Vajrasattva. It doesn't matter. In any case, we can take a small tanka and place it in front of us and focus our mind and our eyes with great concentration on the image in front of us at the place at the heart of the deity, or either at the place between the deity's eyebrows, and focusing single-pointedly like this, we gain a very clear capacity to visualize this deity. And when we have reached a sufficient level, then it's no longer necessary for us to rely on the tanka, and we are able to then bring to mind the image of the deity ourselves. This kind of meditation method is described in both the sutras and in the tantras, and in fact generation stage visualization practice in the Vajrayana tradition begins off with this kind of training. So these are two different shamatha meditation techniques.
Tani tanga di chechung kan dis go gre jina tani sormu ji ma so gom gyam kin khorang rang ga tani chungchung tani sormu ji yanchu tani chimbo innam zhigang zegre tani di par de la zhigang zegre tani zhigang manchu sormu ji yanchu o tani ge tanga Dendiri mato tanga tsundi nangla yonkenda dendiri ka tanga chimbo di latana di yagbuyo mare di rumu chimbo, rumu rakpa dendiri latana dini sim dini tatabgu mare sim par dini jamdo gore namtok mambu kiyon gore dini chongchong latago gore yang hajang hajang chongsona yang dini mokirgu mare di yana sormo jiyan chita dini zhigang manchu dini iz latago gore tanga di la ramni chigo gore ramni yagbo shini dini dini shini dini mokta di
So in terms of the size of the tanka that we can use for the second type of shamatha meditation, it should be in size not too small and also not too big. So it can be anything from a length of four fingers in width or up to a length up to half an arm span, the length between one's hand and one's elbow. Anything bigger than this, such as the size of the tanka on the walls here, would be too big. The details or the size of the picture would be too much to focus on in any detail, and so many distracting thoughts would arise. By the same token, if the tanka were too small, then we wouldn't be able to see it. So it's necessary to find an image that's the right size.
Otate ni patri teni samba to kangre jina teni nga zo sa dang do da xiang la yang ta ge ma re tanka la yang ta ge ma re kang la yang ta ge ma re teni sem khorang khorang la ta ni jang ni drip ge te jang ni drip sir chang ma ge na ni jang shu de re ji.
So we've got the first method, which is to focus our attention on some kind of neutral object. The second method, which is to focus our concentration on a deity image. And then the third type of shamatha technique is one where we actually use the mind to look at itself, to focus on itself. And of the different shamatha meditation techniques, this one is the best.
Ota di kapsa tini nga tsula tarung tapsi jamba kashi gogore, tapsi jamba di nga tsua ta sim nipi tap gu zaya tini song yore, mdo gu nang layo, ngaka nang layo, ta te pe nyokta chimbo mambu zi tini song jaya yore. Rete ina di nani nga tsua ta le tangbo pa ina tini tamshi gogo mare, di nani tsangma da gogo mendo, te ina tini sim nipi tap gu nani, tini nga ma sim di gogore.
So for this kind of shamatha meditation technique, it's also necessary that we have concrete methods or concrete techniques for being able to focus our attention on our mind. And in respect of this, the nine methods for taming the mind, which are contained in both the sutras and in the tantras too, are a source of instruction in this area. Of course, the full nine of them, they're very complicated. In terms of the explication on it, it's quite in depth. However, for our purposes as beginners, people starting off, the first three of these nine methods are really what we need to be working with.
Somebody did the Samalango to shake ins.
So today what I would like to explain are the first three methods of the nine methods for taming the mind. Okay, so looking at the mind is the method that's going to be, is what is going to be taught today, and three methods in respect of this.
And
insofar as these three methods are concerned, Mupam Rinpoche has given a very clear and concise teaching on this in his writing. Aside from Lama Mipham, of course, there are also many other lamas who have given teachings on this. So as preparation for this practice, it's necessary for us to first adopt the seven meditation postures to expel our stale breath and to make an aspiration of bodhicitta. These are the preparatory things that we need to do at the beginning of every meditation session. Because of the fact that we don't have a lot of time today, I'm not going to be able to explain these stages. I will presume that everyone has some familiarity with them, and what I will teach directly about is instead the actual shamatha meditation technique. So when we are engaging in shamatha meditation, it is necessary that we apply the first three of the nine methods of taming the mind. And the first thing that we need to do is apply the first of these methods, which is placement of the mind. So in terms of placement of the mind, in applying this technique or this method, what we need to do is use the mind to experience itself. So we shouldn't be investigating or looking analytically into the nature of our thoughts to see whether they're good thoughts or bad thoughts, or looking into trying to understand analytically what they're about. Rather, we are approaching our minds experientially in order to gain insight into them.
남쪽 그래 남쪽 등이 캬브르까레레제나 빼나가서 장스잖아 장스지에 돌아잖아 등이 시지에 코랑랑 그 등이 마르루 마르보 그네 코랑 그 냠숨 용지어레 띠띠 값은 가서 남쪽 그때 코랑 마르보리 삼난자 띠 코랑 마르 마리 삼난자 주 삼난자 남쪽 코랑 그 간디 삼난자 지 코랑 그 돌아 등이 루조와 등이 등이 요리즘 와야 띠 마르보 조와 띠어레 띠라 냠용제 그래
So we can understand this idea of directly experiencing something by using the example of tasting something sweet like honey. In this situation, when this sweetness touches our tongue, then we experientially know the taste of sweetness. It is not necessary to be told, this is sweet, that's not sweet. This is, in fact, not an effective way of having us understand what sweetness is. Rather, when we experience it directly, then we know.
Then in Namtoti Gangarjina, Namtoti Otanti, Naru Rindu, Naruti Yakbore, Naruti Digbore, then in Naruti Lipola Pangare, Naruti Lipola Nokare, Naruti Yangna Jansi Rindu, Yangna Woma Rindu, Yangna Tini Jambas Rindu, Samni Tindi Guni, Samu Mambo, Tandeatela, then in Namtok Zegrin.
However, if we were to be thinking about the taste of sweetness, deciding whether it was tasted good or tasted bad, whether it was good for us or not good for us, whether the taste, the sweetness was the taste of honey or the taste of milk, then this would be understanding honey using a discursive thought, through using discursive thought. For example, if we were to take the example of turbid water, water that had earth poured into it, then it would be very unclear for a period of time until the earth settled to the bottom, and then at this point the water would become clear and transparent.
Then you call Kale, 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 Marmar, Marmar, then in Jambore, then in Jimatinita, Namtok the so Menken, then in Yamnyong Chibu, the Yonken, then is Gotola, the Yongrid.
And it's the same with our minds. We start off in a state where there are many, many different thoughts arising, but by sitting quietly, it's possible for these thoughts to become increasingly less until we find ourselves in a state where there are no thoughts arising. So when there's no wind, for example, then we don't see waves on the ocean. We have the surface, the still surface of the water, but no waves. So when we are practicing shamatha meditation, we need to directly experience and directly abide in the experience of our own mind. We shouldn't be analytically investigating the nature of our thoughts, trying to understand if they're this way or that way. We need to be experientially abiding in the state of our mind, however it is.
So 토나 초코리 나와 그 자양 토나 초코리 되니 참마 요리다 이나 샘그 나라 남쪽 되니 메바시네 베나 샘 코랑치보 되니 아 방무 방무제 고나 베나 실인다 보제 베나 페이지 장나 베나 되니 가서 실라타나 시낭 참마 파 되니 통대래 베나 된다 보시니 남쪽 코랑 남쪽 만보는 맹켄 Then in Yamnyung, then in Sam Gatin Yamnyung Yonkin, Sam then the Nizre, Sambanda, what the Ni Yonkin, they don't talk about him, but the Sushako Mara, as a Sam then in a Gansishako, the La Gansisere. Then the Tin in Jambu, then is a canal at the Ni Yongrezi.
So, when we are able to bring our minds to a state of calmness where thoughts are no longer arising and we are experiencing our minds directly, then we should simply abide, rest in this state. And through doing so, we will be, even though our eyes will continue to see and our ears will continue to hear, discursive thoughts will not arise following these things, and so we will be able to see the mind clearly. And in saying this, I am not describing a particular dzogchen state of practice. I'm actually just talking about what the mind is from the point of view of common knowledge.
Sim titola jerzeni tindi zegreta tindi joksata jonkin tindi nio mareze koran koran tindi rangin titola nina tindi telan jokbaz nga so sim nipi tap gogna ni jokbaz gida tindi re ngoma shena pe na nga so chalak chik dan di chalak ta titola par jek zera nda o tindi zela chikti tindi zre tindi nga so sim titola jok go rezeni tindi zegreta dong tolan joksata tindi jak yongsa sim chikda tindi yang arang so tindi jankin ge sim chikda They are the same quarantine, the Rangin Tindis race on the Tiniti Tola, Nini Dena, Tini Tela, Tini Sim, Sim Gotola, Jar Zegre, Tela Simji Simla Ta Zegres.
So, by resting in this state of stillness, this is what we refer to as placement of the mind. And even though we use the verb placement, actually, it's not a case of there being a placer and a thing to be placed, or a placer and a place where the thing to be placed is placed. Ultimately, this is a natural state of the mind experiencing itself. There is no sense of one thing placing something on the other. Nevertheless, we do use this terminology.
That titola lebiating at so gum yamni titola tindilibiore, Yana penang at so Rungum tumbot in the land, Joni Rungum tumbot in the yonak, then Rungum tumbal and Joni Tet Nuna, then young tindigatola, then the sim tindisgatola, young sim tindisaro yon yo dinkin, Namtok mambon a kink minkin, then the quarant sim quarant in the saro, she needed the induce and babenang at so ch. Then he chug nala, then he sata, the dota, then he maybe cups, then he martana, coranga cup, yancho, chitambo, the sunala, then tonga, then he do a coranga, then he tuman tong denkin, or dindao, then he sim, corang or naranga sim, then he re, sambadao, then he go no go denkin, then he nam tok mambona menkin, go get the nin yam yungo go denkin, or that then he is a pena, yungari, that the cup cups and as a runtumbo, the sungolandrone, there's a dunaya, then he's yungari.
So if we engage in this practice, particularly if we sometimes go into the mountains, up to a mountaintop and engage in this practice, then we may find ourselves arriving at a state of great stillness, of great equanimity, where no thoughts are arising, where the mind is in a very calm and in a very pure state, like water, where all the earth is completely settled to the bottom. And then the mind is very clear, very limpid, and we are able to see what it is actually like.
Then you come up to the answer, Jigni, Shalola, Jigni, or Tinibe, Yana La, Yana Tang, Tosola, Jigni, Ha, Lipatini, Tinny, Tang Chadney, then he tatilitza, and he jig matova, then he is a lapinicumna, then he pantola part. 탕차니 딘디 시저 심라직 따잖아 어 디디 양 딘디 저거 돌라 렘네 데데요레 심코랑 람진 기티 돌라 송네 람진지 코랑 티 돌라 렘네 데데요레
It's also possible that if we run very fast across a flat surface or up a hill, we push ourselves into the point where we can't run any further, and then we throw ourselves on our back and take a rest, that our mind will automatically also arrive at this kind of state.
Then me mumbo gurjab de osa zakhang da tso na lan zo ni ma tsama gurjab de de sa so rang ge yang gurjab ni tin di shi ni da de pi kaps ka de nga zo ti kaps chan ti ong an din de go re sam ba de chan song na ti kaps te zin dung na de ni yang shi ta na so so rang ge sim la shi ta ja na de ni yang yang kim tsar din di yang shi lo la na pe de ni zo ji da gur mangbo yong ke yang nang la na ha le pa ge de ni ji Then Jamburini de Yonkin Tindi, Karma Shekanda, Karma Chinda, Tindi Layang, Tindi Tola Hebdoris.
It's also possible if we go into a very noisy and bustling space like a market, etc., where there's a lot of noise going on, a lot of clatter, that by bringing our mind back to this kind of practice, that we may also have a kind of experience for perhaps a very short time, just a second or even gamare gachare.
Gacha. Mia.
Yeah, for 1 second or perhaps just half a second.
Garmaschik, garmaschik, garmaschik. Yifenjong.
Oh, let's say. For 1 minute or for half a minute of great calmness and quietness in our own minds, even though there is so much noise and bustle going on around us.
Atini kap kap sanga su rungum tombolanjo, jabloni parnima sharu in the kumna pernanga su such and dinja bo namka yabo, yosatinji yena, the ni namka latani, tinji dini dunna, uncoran tinji tola lebjo.
Or, for example, in a place like this where the sky is very nice and blue and clear and there is good sunlight, we can go to a mountain top. And find ourselves being able to meditate in this state too.
Then it tick up like Naso Nyamnung tick up Gunaso Nyamnung te Zobachimbo yigita, then if Shagachimbo yigitis or Latana, yigitisunala, Zobachimbo, Shagachimbo Rigbat in the Shayo Patit on Jabunda Boyores.
And this kind of state is very similar to states that are described in the scriptures of the Mahamudra and Dzogchen traditions.
Then in Mukashi Korang Gum Yabo Mashin can so take Korang Dzogchen in some day in Kayoris.
And there are a lot of people who don't really know too much about meditation who think that they are practicing some kind of Dzogchen state.
In now, the Dzogchen Yamari, Shachin Yamari, Jijig Mari, the Jernese Grisitela.
But in actual fact, this isn't Mahamudra practice, it's not Dzogchen practice, this is Shamatha
practice.
It's also possible that by working a really hard day of 10 hours until you're exhausted and then coming back home and flopping on your couch, that your mind might find itself reaching this state too. And this is not a Dzogchen state either. It's just called going into a daze.
Yeah.
And whilst this is the case to start off with, this is what we need to do. Our first step is this. And then from our second step and subsequent steps, then we can progress towards Mahamudra and Dzogchen practice.
Then it in Yamyung de Paragin Kyane, Tetsundu Otomoto Tagore, Tini gin kyan tambo nyamnyong ti thola lem ro di tini nyamnyong ti thone nam tok mambo mambo ma chi ni ti thola te zndug na tini te sim ni pa thab go na ga tambo tini njok ba ziwa te tini zla ze gre tele jamba ma so sim la ta ni jerni gom sa te pe le labore tele jamba chi chi o mare samji samje chi chi o mare sam nyang ge o mare ti kap sa tini tindi ga nyamnyong ga thola lep so na ta ti thola de to mo to ta go re ti thola de jang na
So when we find ourselves having or arriving at this kind of very calm and still meditative experience, we seek to continue this state or seek to continue to abide in this state. And this is what we refer to as the first of the nine practices of taming the mind, the placement of the mind.
Then it tomer titola slip charti, then it gintonet and the domodo tagore, then it gintonet in itone mar montane deatela, then it also sim nippy tab gurgon on a nipa, gintan jobazi, gintan jobazina, then it tari tangbo titola jerorim, then it titone young, nanto mambo mayon washe, ti ginti mar gintiani, tes and the domodo tana, tela, sim nippy tabo nipa.
So this process or method of seeking to continually abide in this state, so after we have arrived at this state of calmness and equanimity to seek to and make effort or not make effort, to abide in this state is what we refer to as the second method for the taming of the mind, the continual placement of the mind. So the continual attempt to abide in this restful state is the continual placement of the mind.
Then you got some mumbles, Katanita, sim the same latani, jenny gum gore, sim jinjogore, zina, the mumbles go go or marzi, sim jo kalanjogore, then in dinala, benazo. Same Martak Banda with Tindy Gumna, not a Korango Gumia Tindy Saros, or Tinny Matin the Martak Bari, some Nitin Samlotan Gore, their Sarore. Then he seemed Tinny Gumbi near Kamnan Jogores and Jok Ditolan Jogon, Ditala Jogores at Tindy Chichison or Mare, Takari Jagawina, some name Mambo Goy or Mare. Ah, Matsupena. Sim la tene ti jan shertang aso pe nan jokpa sim ni pi tap gog nan in jokpa zia ti pe na jamba martak ba gomba da tin ti na le la te sarwo re zinga so pe na che martak ba re tin in jiktin do martak ba re sam ni tin ti sam go re te na sarwo re re te da nga so sim go tola jak go re zina na tin ti ta gandhi je ni jak go yo mambo zga ha go yo ma re zi jak go sa gang yin da tin ni gang jak go yin gandhi jak go yin tin mambo zga shi yo ma re zi
Many people are actually unsure. They don't know in how to go about placement of one's mind in shamatha meditation practice. In terms of other contemplative meditation practices, such as contemplation on impermanence, etc., then it's clear the subject or the topic that we need to place our mind on or place our contemplation on. Insofar as shamatha meditation practice, when we talk about placement of the mind, however, many people are unsure about where it is we place it, what it is we're placing it on, how we go about placing it.
Jimson Cherizena Tanga, so sim ti titola jagore, sam di tini, tsik ti latini, or tati, jaxatin, the disgogiri, jaxas gogiri, tinin, jokinga, so sims gogiri, sam de perna, narangatini, ta, jokinga, lakbari, tini, jacketan di chisun diri, jaxatati, joksigatola jagore, oya, tatinjinda bosam netinin, aranga simri, jaxari, tindis gogiri, sam netindis yogiri, samsondi, they are maritini, titoni, chundore.
Now, many people have the mistaken idea that there is a mind that needs to be placed on something, like my hand placing this watch on the table. They have this understanding of what placement means, but this is in fact not true. This is an erroneous understanding.
Sarbo,
So when we abide in the experience of the mind, as we were talking about before, then this in itself is placement. There's nothing additional that needs to be done.
And
when we see whether we can continue or extend this state of experiencing the mind for a period of, say, 2 minutes or 5 minutes, then this attempt to continue this state of mind is what we refer to as continual placement of the mind. And in engaging in the practice of continual placement, it's important that we have two tools at our disposal. Tools, just like we were building a house, a hammer or something like this, these are very indispensable to us. And these two tools go by the names of mindfulness and awareness. So in terms of mindfulness, when we abide in a state of calmness without thoughts arising, and we are mindful of the fact that we are in this state, then this is what we refer to as mindfulness. Mindfulness we use in a lay sense to mean when we have something in mind. For example, we say something, if we're thinking about something yesterday, then we have it in our mind, we're mindful of it. If we forget it, if we don't have it in mind, then we're not mindful of it. So mindfulness in respect of meditation is when we have clearly in our mind what the object of our meditation is. And with awareness, we're really talking about a mind that checks or keeps an eye on, monitoring whether or not we are continuing to abide in a state of calmness, whether we're thinking about other things, whether there are thoughts arising. This is what we refer to as awareness.
So
So in terms of awareness, we don't mean thinking, am I staying in a state of calmness? Am I thinking about other things? Are any thoughts arising? If we were to take this approach, then this would be essentially arising just more thoughts. This is not what we mean by awareness. Awareness is where we keep watch from afar. We keep check from afar as to the state of our meditative experience.
Then it takes us in Jokba to the Zunzo and Roshi goes on it is on your resume, Jokba Zunzoat, Lukzoat, then he looked at Zok and Dinso go resume. Then he looked at Zok the Sotini Sazaji or Satina Par Gemni. Then in Sunken take Koranga Yangambo, ne partani, then he can do Kondro Tani. Then it's a gore mato, then in Yetong Landoni, Yerte, Marti, then she not any Zota Lictus or Degmaris or Yangambo, Nitago, Tindabushi Gosonore.
So awareness is also likened to the way that herders should go about grazing their sheep and their cattle. They should set them out to pasture, and then they should keep an eye on them from afar. If they were to go right up beside them and try to keep an eye on them, then the sheep and the cattle would probably run away. They wouldn't stay in one place.
Ta America luta, teni New Zealand gati luta, ta zoda go samari des charang na la jaja yori.
But this is not necessary for sheep in places like America or New Zealand because they are enclosed within fences.
Teni shirdang aso teni go teni ta te nyamnyung go thoni kandi go reze na teni same thing aso teni ne ne te korang go same thing la nipate yore korang jambu shini nyambar jangne dejita teni. Korang yakbozun dhug yota mete korang ka nyamnyung ko gore mato ba namtok ko ko ya te maris.
So the mind does have this capacity to be able to check itself or monitor itself in an experiential way. So when the mind is resting in a state of equanimity, it's possible for it to experientially keep an eye on the situation or the state that it's in without doing so in a way that involves discursive thought.
Penang arang ke muka ini tasa di ngaran di metong di lah tanah, oya. Tadi muka ini yes show tahu, yang show kau muso yang rumah tu tadi yoda me, tadi tagona ngi yes tahu, yang tadi ni masih naya. Muka metong lah tanah, tadi muzir ni kaga, tina mendo untuk tak mendo, tina mendo untuk tak mendo, ti show kau muso yar lang untuk tak mendo, ti show kau muso yar lang untuk tak mendo, ti parta serta tadi masih naya, muzir ke tanah, tadi nyamper jangan. The hakore is your tin, Jabuzugoni, Namtok Jagan Duta Mundu, Ditagore Matopang, Parta, Serta, Tindinabo Maris.
So it's just like if I were to have my gaze focused on these flowers in front of me, I would be able to see from my peripheral vision whether or not there were people beside me, whether they were standing up or whether they were sitting down. It wouldn't be necessary for me to turn my head left or right to check what was going on. I could just keep my eyes in front of me on the flowers, and I would already be able to see through my peripheral vision what was happening.
Deni Yang. Also, young Tinny Jansu Zubaz in it, Tinny, Zeor is Sortaz in a penna, a Makanan, Tinny, Janda, Tinny, Yungan Duta, Mundu Tankin Penna, Magandana, Makagar Gaviona, Tinny, Gantisola, Tinny, Mumambo, Tinny, Jayungan Duta, Mundu Koso, Tagore, Tela Sortazere, Tinny Sortankin, so Tinny, Jarambo, Latinny, Jada Tiso, Yungan Duta, Mundu Koso Tagore, Koson Chila, Donita, Mari, Jarambo, Yomio Tagre. Tetang rapo, sini ngasuh suksi ni gomjam ni. Tini sibjin ti, ti korang kan namtok je ngendu ta mendu, tini zirk tini nyamnyung ke koya matok ba. Oh, tangan namtok je mendu ta ngendu, tini sana ti korang namtok ni.
So we can also describe this kind of watch that we keep on our minds during this kind of meditation experientially through the metaphor of a military watchman who keeps eye on, who from an encampment from afar keeps an eye on whether there are enemies approaching. And this is not something they do at close hand. They do this from some distance. So in this way, in our meditation, we need to, through a kind of peripheral in a peripherally experiential way, keep check of the state of our meditation. We don't do this through checking through thoughts. Is this what's happening? Is that what's happening? We maintain this watchfulness in an experiential way. So what we've just described, the first two methods for taming the mind out of the nine, and in relation to these, we've also looked at the two tools at our disposal for assisting the placement and continual placement of the mind, and they are mindfulness and awareness. Of all the complex writing on shamatha meditation, all of this is ultimately very difficult to grasp what its meaning is without putting it into practice. So experiential practice of shamatha meditation is very much needed. So then we come to the third of the nine methods for taming the mind, and that is repeated placement.
Then in Lantin Jokbazina, don't the career is in a penangazo namto de da Chikarma chignit and these mato batini, late tambo batini, death of Gumaritini, and Lansang, Koran namto tini, shikiungorezitini, namto de kini, and namto mambo mambo kiungore, teacups. Then also Lamsan Hako Gore, Taunga Namtok the King, the Samba the Hako Gore. Then Hakuni, or Tan Namtok the Muntani Namtokin and Dugamare, Samnitini, young Koran Jarambola, Mandroashinitini, young Larian, then Namtok the Natsu Namtok the Sir Kirione, young Koran La Muntatu, then you gum Japchigores.
So for beginners to meditation, being able to abide in a state of calmness is something that is very difficult to do for more than a short period of time, a couple of minutes, say, before thoughts begin to arise again. So when the thoughts begin to arise, what we need to do is to bring them back, to bring our mind back to its object of concentration. And in bringing it back, this is what we refer to as repeated placement.
And there's
something very important that we need to understand at this point. Some people think that when they begin to meditate, they experience so many thoughts arising, and they feel that during meditation, more thoughts arise than they do when they are not meditating. It seems that as soon as they sit down to meditate, then their various discursive thoughts just multiply. And many people at this point become quite discouraged, thinking that they are not suited to meditation, or they're not good at it, or for whatever reason they become discouraged and decide to not continue with their practice.
Then it's the dhikpata dhripa.
However, it's important that everyone know that this is, it's not the case that they have, that this is due to karmic defilement or a lack of karmic connection to meditation or for any reason like this that they are having this kind of meditative experience. It's actually the same for every single person, and it's only the case, it's only for the reason that they don't understand how their minds operate in a normal situation that they feel this way. So this feeling when so many thoughts arise like this, a multitude of thoughts arise, the feeling of being discouraged and wanting to stop meditating, in fact, is very normal. This is the normal situation. For someone not to feel like this, in fact, would be quite abnormal. However, everyone who starts off in the beginning of their training is like this. It's like ballet dancers when they begin to dance on point, the sore feet and sore toes that they have, all of their sores and injuries.
Then it didn't rapose a cabana, Janala, then a young cosso current ramada, then a listen ramada gone, a current tapped mambore, or they saw some young pochonchon, susola, then a ta gambata, lapata, the support tramu, she matemi, mutso, the gamba, lapatola, gambards, girgunso, then a pimo, tony, gambards, pochonchon, so money.
Not just the kind of hardships that ballet dancers have to endure in their training. There are also, in terms of people who are training for all kinds of theater and other kinds of acting and performing professions, have to start off from when they're children, athletes, for example. They have their arms stretched, or they're not allowed to keep their arms straight. They have their bones broken and reset. And these kinds of very difficult trainings are necessary. In training in this way, these people will ultimately be able to perform in a very good way and be able to achieve very high levels of sports performance. So if it's necessary to train our physical bodies in this way, it's similarly necessary for us to train our minds in this way. If someone thinks along the lines that, you know, I'm only going to do something if it's easy, and if it's a little bit difficult, then I'm not going to do it. Well, this kind of attitude, regardless of whether it's our Dharma practice or in worldly life, is not going to get us very far. We're not going to be able to accomplish anything with this attitude.
A
person who is able to mentally prepare themselves for this kind of arduous training, though, convincing themselves of the value in this training and being prepared to submit themselves to whatever training is necessary in order to reach their final goal, will be able to achieve very good outcomes in their actions or undertakings, regardless of whether it is Dharma practice or worldly activities, physical training or psychological training.
어다띠인딩네 다리고나 가서 가르침 보지 오세야 돼 강에서나 되니 창마가 샘낭라 잡죽디요 거래 나서 어당니 당보 겸겹이네 겁나 나 남쪽 지망적으로 나 갑리 망보용 거래 당니 파친니 곰제야 되다가 레와요사 마리 삼반라고 된지 초라야나 용거지 대 용거지 대 나치보 마리 창마라 용거 요래니 인담만다 네 되니 대 디 디디가 소라 대니
So when I mentioned before the one extremely important thing that we need to be aware of or keep in mind, it was the necessity of mental preparation for meditation practice. Basically being aware that thoughts are going to arise, it's probably going to be difficult, it's likely we're going to want to quit, but that in actual fact it's not just ourselves who might feel this way, this is an experience that everyone has. And by being mentally prepared, being willing to face one's own challenge and to transcend one's own difficulty, then it is possible that we will really achieve victory in respect of our Dharma practice. It's necessary that we have this really strong attitude and courageous mind. So when we are talking about the third of the nine practices, nine methods for taming the mind, repeated placement, we are bringing our minds back after they have wandered off. To begin with, it's not likely we're going to be able to abide in a state of calmness for a lengthy period of time. So after a couple of minutes, when our minds have wandered off, we need to be aware that they've wandered off and bring them back. Otherwise, it's possible that for a period of 5 or 10 minutes, our minds may have completely wandered off onto some kind of different types of subjects entirely, and in any case, if this does happen, it's necessary still to bring it back. I'll bring our minds back.
So people with
experience in meditation will know that sometimes in our meditation we don't notice when actual fact our minds have wandered off, when rather small or subtle kinds of discursive thoughts have arisen and our concentration has wandered. Sometimes this can happen for a period of 10 or upwards minutes, such that we waste a lot of time by not noticing how our minds have wandered off by focusing on these subtle discursive thoughts. So in a period of meditation or a session of meditation of 1 hour or two hours, it's possible that through this kind of distractedness, we can waste 20 or 30 minutes. So therefore, it's extremely important that we are aware of when our minds do wander off, and the watchfulness or the monitoring capacity here is what we refer to with the term of awareness. And there's another rather practical thing that is important here too.
Te kang re jena ngaso gum jamne teni ta hal lipa ge teni ji sim mar jirni ge na la ni ni yakpo re ni de de yobi ne kaps ta ni lam sang cho cha ja go re ji nam tok jam ba ge kwarang gum cho ma ji bi gong ne ngaso su so rang ge teni cho cha go re.
And this other practical or this other technique is when we find ourselves resting in a state of calmness and equanimity with no thoughts when no thoughts are arising, to end this state or to cut it, to interrupt it before the next discursive thought arises.
Tani ti kapsa nga tsu tani gum gyamni gum yagpo repi yopi kapsa tani mcho cha gubi jimtsan kare re ti gum yagpo reki yopi kapsa ti muntat ni gum gogo mare vaze na ten mare ze tani yagpo re ne ta te tsa tani ta tsu dewa tani zre tsari kapsa tani cha gogo re mao rang cha gogo re mao to ba ti kapsa rang ka mao chen na tani kanstar nga tsu le tangpo pa yin di yin rangpo de tabka mare tani nam tok jamba zi gu chan jo re nam tok jamba ga mao chit kongni rang tani cha gogo re.
So why is it that we should interrupt our meditation when everything is going very well? We're abiding nicely in a state of calmness and equanimity. Why is it that we interrupt ourselves before the next discursive thought arises? Is this in fact the way that things should be? Well, the reason that we interrupt our thoughts before, or we interrupt our this state before the next discursive thought arises, is that as beginning meditators, inevitably we can't remain in this state for a particularly long period of time. It's inevitable that a discursive thought will arise sooner or later to interrupt it. So before this happens, we interrupt it ourselves.
Then nga so bo ko lama nyam nyung gum ge nyam nyung ya bo yong ken so ga re song go ya re zena gum la zang ji ji go se zang ji zena nga so zang bo ya bo zo ge thone de ni kha ji ni ro go re ze ma to dug bu zo ge thone kha ji ni so na den de go ma re ta pe na mu ni ko ra ni khap da shi na te khap da ya bo shi yo ni ta khap da nyam mu khap da ya bo shi khap de ni de ni cho ja ja na de ni yang lam sang ne ta ro khap da shi go go sam ni te sam ba de yong go re.
Some very good Tibetan practitioners have said that meditation should be ended when it's in a good state rather than ended when things are in a bad or less than good state. It's the same as having two people having a conversation together. If they end their conversation when it's all going very nicely, then they will then have a subsequent desire to continue their conversation next time.
Tani karte mani ge khabda shi na te khabda yin rangbo shi tani tam nyag nyog mangbo shi tani chi goji ji ji meba tani re so na tani simla samba ki yung gore tani jima mati khabar jam ne shi ngani chan thong san zhro zhe na da ngan zhro ma nga khum gu me tani zhe gore.
However, if two people are having a conversation with each other and they keep talking for a long period of time until they both say meaningless things or don't have anything meaningful to say, then both of them will start to feel very annoyed and irritated. And next time that one of them calls the other up and says, do you want to come out and have some tea and a chat, they won't want to go.
Oh, yeah. Then it's not so gum gum yum 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 yum
So if in our meditation we interrupt our meditation before the next thought arises, then we will have a feeling of having done well in our meditation, having had a good feeling, and we will also have a strong desire to continue with our meditation and to continue to have this kind of experience. So when we're just starting off in our meditation, we should strive to have many sessions or to do many sessions, but for each session to be of a short period of time. So we can start off with sessions of 5 minutes and then gradually work up to 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour. And when we find ourselves being able to increasingly abide in our state of meditation, then we can gradually increase the period of time that we meditate for in each session. But prior to that, then we should end our meditation session after a relatively short period. So what I've just described is some very practical instructions for going about meditating. So in the course of engaging in this kind of meditation, it is likely that we will encounter two kinds of obstacles, and it's necessary for us to know what these are and also how to go about resolving them. So the first of these obstacles or problems is a state of mental dullness. So this is a state of meditation where we don't actually have many or necessarily any discursive thoughts, but at the same time too, our minds feel very, very dull. We feel that we're in a state that is on the verge of falling asleep. So we can easily feel this kind of dullness in a meditation period of say even within half an hour, and particularly in the evening after we've eaten a big meal, particularly a meal with lots of bread or meat, drunk lots of milk or yogurt or something like this until our stomachs have expanded, then it's rather common that we feel dull in our meditation.
Deni sarcha de chi chi go re pe na go da go ji da te so par shi ne deni kar yur go yur te so par shi ne kham ba na la samu sarmu yona ti phang re te chi re.
So one thing we can do to help ourselves in this situation is to increase the light of the place that we're meditating in by opening the doors or opening the windows.
Deni ni pa de nga zo pe na kham ba na ng deni jotsat de mar jema tong go re kambang na le te je jangmu yo na be na ya ka jonyum da deni shi yo na deni jonyum de mar te je jangmu go thola jer ne deni shi na ti pan to yo re ya na gomba jyo yo na gomba sap sap ma tong thubu ma jyo na ti pan to yo re.
Or another thing we can do is reduce the temperature of the space that we're meditating in. So if it's in summer, we can perhaps reduce the air conditioning or remove layers of clothing, just wear light clothing.
Deni khamba kar de tsak sim ra bu deni yong khen zin na deni ti kap sa tsak thoma ga na lan joni gom jam na ti pan to yore ti zum to na pan to yore.
It can also be beneficial if you live in a multi-storied house to go to the top story, such as the third story, to meditate.
Deni chi chang mo khang wo la jab gu re chi chang mo khang wo la jam na ti pan to yore.
And splashing cold water on your face is also useful. These are some easy methods. So what if you've tried all of these things, but it just doesn't do anything, you still feel really dull? Well, in this case, then you should cease your meditation
session.
If at this time, instead of putting on pause our meditation session, we force ourselves to continue, then we'll find our minds becoming resistant to meditation, developing a feeling of annoyance.
Then sim te korang teni tapsi yakbo shini teni ndergo re ma to nga zo teni go teni tapsi yakbo ko shu ma shi na teni sim korang teni yang jirdig re gre ja ga zena phani o teni shi yong na teni sim go gum tsa wa ni ja mundo pa teni jen ro re.
So in dealing with our own minds, it's necessary that we use appropriate or skillful means. If we are too forceful with our minds, if we don't use an appropriate method, then they will become, our minds will be very rebellious and they won't be willing to engage in further meditation. It's possible that we might find ourselves in a state where just seeing the place where we usually meditate or seeing this cushion that we usually sit on makes us feel very annoyed and fed up. So for this reason, it's okay to force ourselves and compel our minds to do something. The second challenge or obstacle or problem that we typically encounter is one where so many thoughts are arising, such a multitude of thoughts are arising that we just simply aren't able to bring ourselves to a state of calmness.
Shirtang atso dini le tangpo pala namtok mambo kegare, te chik mungsar chik maare te yore ta, te yang mayim bachi lakpar tse dini namtok mambo kegane, zhengne ge tokla chungzi chungzi, te zi yang yung ka yung matapa, dini ge korkab dini yore.
So we're not talking here about the usual situation that beginning meditators find themselves in where their minds are full of distracting thoughts. We're talking about a particular situation aside from this or separate from this when one is just simply not able to bring one's mind into a state of stillness. If this is something that persists for many days on end, then actually this isn't an issue in our minds. It's probably one related to our physical bodies, and so we need to approach it from the point of view of healing a sickness.
So
we can go about resolving this kind of situation by adjusting our food or by having some kind of medical treatment for our body, by taking Tibetan medicine or Chinese medicine. It's possible by relying on these therapies that we'll be able to resolve the problem. In any case, it's not appropriate to take Western medicine that simply just cures the problem directly by working on the mind. Like taking suppressant medication. This is not good to take suppressants. Please don't take them. Making adjustments to one's food and dietary intake is much better.
And
also other simple steps we can take to resolve this are the opposite kinds of things to what we just spoke of in relation to mental dullness. So we can increase the temperature of the space we're meditating in, put on more clothes, go to a lower story of our house to meditate, and so on. But if we try doing all of these things and it doesn't come to anything, then for the time being again, we can put aside our meditation session and engage in some other kind of practice such as recitation of mantras or prostrations. So by abiding in this state of equanimity and stillness, and meditating on Chenrezig and reciting his six-syllable mantra, this is Chenrezig practice based on shamatha meditation. So So this brings us to the end of this morning's teaching session, and in the afternoon session, we're going to look at Chenrezig practice based on Vipassana or insight meditation.
To be in the land of God.